One thing that I wanted to tackle before we really deep dive into the show is Meg Thee Stallion. I know we talked about it a little bit last night, but I had an opportunity to go through this website, right? And it's called 36 Hours Later. And apparently it's a site that Tory Lanez's team is putting together so that they could get a petition, get visibility, and also have, a conversation around getting people petitioning Gavin Newsom and calling for and bringing more visibility to Tory Lanez. Now, I have always, from the beginning, said that I'll remain neutral, but I did not believe anybody. And I said it last night. I don't believe anything that anybody say unless they teach me different. By default, I'm always going to err on the side of caution. And so when people keep telling me to believe all women or Anton, you need to go ahead and do this and all of this other type of stuff. And people was calling for Meg locking up, Tory Lanez getting locked up. I seen a guy with a Grits and Eggs podcast. And he's going really viral on TikTok. And I think that he's doing some really great things as far as the conversations that he's having. But he get a lot of shit wrong. In order to, one of the things that he's doing, and he's the new version, in my opinion, of bridging the gap between masculinity and pandering, right? And so one of the things that he'll say is, yeah, man, Tory shot Megan. Tory shot Megan. And I was like, I was filling you up until you said that part. And the reason that I was filling him up until you said that part is because it turns right into pandering. And we don't actually let the justice system, or we don't look at the evidence. We just automatically just go where we indoctrinated to try to continue to build the female audience. And now all of the females is out there saying stuff like, yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know why y'all won't listen to him. Men need to get it together. No, two things can be true at the same time. Yes, we are always going to have our own battles. We always going to have things we need to work on. Yes, we are always in a growth mindset. Yes, you are always going to have men that are the piece of shits, but that's not the majority of men. Cool. We've been talking about men for the last 1 million years. How are we not going to sit here and hold a conversation about the fact that Meg Thee Stallion is sitting here advocating for a man to stay in jail and he got stabbed 14 times and you skip over that part? Yeah, they did. Check it out. Check out everything that's on his website. So they go in, they go with the pictures, the drawings of when she testified. They got everything on here. They got the fact checklist. They said, check it out. Meg told the police and doctors that she stepped on glass and didn't get shot, which was obviously it brings in a credibility to the person that is accusing, right? Video and officers confirmed Meg Thee Stallion stepped on a glass bottle, not hit by gunfire. Two women fought in the street. One fired first. Tory was still in the car. Kelsey tested positive for gunshot residue. Her DNA was never tested for the gun. Now, some people will say, well, why isn't Kelsey the one that's going down? Because Kelsey was granted immunity in order to try to testify against Tory Lanez, and they didn't get it the way that they wanted it to, but they still convicted him. Kelsey received free rent for a year after the shooting, and who paid and why? EJ said an object in a girl's luggage looked like a gun. Megan claims she spoke out in response to Tory, but the timeline proves she went to the public first. Tory's DNA was not found on the magazine and only a 0.1% on the gun, statistically irrelevant. 90% of the DNA on the gun belonged to an unnamed male, not Tory. Tory's jail call apology was about the drama of sleeping with two friends, not a shooting. Yeah, I remember that because they tried to make it seem like he was apologetic about the shooting. That wasn't what it was. They made that out to be something different. Tory has repeatedly said, I would never do anything like this. No bullet fragments on an X-ray, no nerve damage, fractures, or joint trauma. And Megan's medical records, bullet fragments were lost, never presented at trial. Ha! Prosecutors misused Tory's rap lyrics, tattoos, and uncharged allegations to sway the jury. Kelsey's story changed multiple times. She admitted to lying under pressure. Megan's own timeline and injuries don't match the shooting. And there's more to that. They got all kind of stuff on here.
I don't know. We're trying to figure it all out. As long as you guys cooperate with us and you guys tell us what happened, we'll go accordingly, okay? But if you guys are not telling us, If you guys are, you know, then I don't think really cannot go to
jail.
Okay.
King Flames, I'm gonna address you shortly. Give me a second.
I cannot have that on my image. Okay. So how did that happen to you?
Glass?
Where?
Where we were coming from.
Hey, can we get a sheet for
yeah. I'm not from here, so I
okay. I didn't get shot.
She clearly just said that the way that she got injured is glass. And then she also just said that she didn't get shot. Now, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? She literally just said that she did not, she said to the police officers, to the EMT, to the people that was on the scene, she said, I didn't get shot. She didn't think about it. She wasn't coached into it. Nobody told her what to say. She said it's glass and I didn't get shot. Now, I'm going to take you at your word. She also went on Gayle King and said, listen, I never slept with Tory Lanez. And then she came back on her documentary and said, yeah, I slept with Tory Lanez. What are y'all looking for? What else do y'all want? What else do y'all want from me? Look, there it is.
I never put my hands on anybody. I never raised my voice too loud. Like, this was one of them times where it was like, it shouldn't have got this crazy.
It shouldn't have escalated to right. the way that it did.
So I get out the car and it's like everything happens so fast. Yes. And all I hear is this man screaming. He said, dance. And he started shooting. And
so she didn't get into a fight. None of that stuff happened. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. She didn't get into a fight. None of that stuff. They got the statements. They got everything on here.
In the car, shooting from the car, Megan?
He is standing up over the window shooting.
Ain't Tory Lanez like 5'3"? He's standing up over the car shooting. What? I don't even understand how, what? Come on, bro. Everything, literally, every single thing that she said is a lie. Everything she came back and changed the story, recanted. If the only thing that you can use, because it wasn't any evidence that was presented in the trial, that would lead to him being convicted and then him having to serve 10 years in prison, right? So that means that the only testimony, because Kelsey didn't ever say anything that would convict him. So if the only testimony that you have is a woman saying that, yep, I changed my story and I want him to be convicted and thrown in prison in the court of law, then come on, man. Come on, fam. Come on, bro. This is crazy.
Why would I lie? You want me to be a bad person so bad, and y'all motherfuckers want to believe the lie before you believe the truth.
They got so many clips. They got stuff that's altered. This is crazy.
And all I hear is this man screaming. He said, dance.
So they got all of this stuff. They got ring camera footage of the shot audio. This is insane, bro. They said she went to the club with an ace bandage on her left foot despite claiming to have been shot in both feet.
Do you want to talk about what happened tonight? Your girl to safety?
Address that the incident occurred, the shooting happened?
Nah, I don't know the address, bro. I was just trying to help my girlfriend. 1 second, bro.
Stay right here for me, bro. Hey, we got an ambulance right, bro, coming for her, okay? Hey, bro, step up right here. We got an ambulance coming for her, all right?
Just a quick question. It'll be good. Do you have any injuries on you?
No, I don't.
Do you need an R? I'll come for your friend now, okay?
How she said that they wasn't even in a romantic relationship. He's saying that there was a girlfriend, boyfriend. So anyways, if y'all want to come out, check out the site yourself, y'all more than willing to do so. It's called 36 Hours Later. That's the name of the site. 36 Hours Later.
So you were already hurt when you got to the room, and then at that point, because your friends were running down the room.
They also mad at Amber Rose too.
All right, joining me now, influencer, TV personality, musical muse, Amber Rose, and now social justice advocate. Amber, thank you. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. What do you want people to know about why you are advocating for Tory Lanez?
I'm advocating for Tory Lanez because the evidence shows that he's innocent, and he deserves to be pardoned by Governor Gavin Newsom. You know, he's 100% exonerated from the gun. And for that alone, he should be home with his family.
Well, the DNA showed that it could have been any of four people, but he sent the text apologizing. And Megan Thee Stallion and her friend Kelsey there that night said it was him.
Why y'all hating on Amber Rose right now? Listen, if y'all want to hate, if y'all want to get mad at Amber Rose and say, hey, I don't like the fact that she got a tattoo on her head, or, you know, I don't like the fact that she came up or she famous or anything like that, that's one thing. But E-Love, how gay are you? How gay are you? This don't even have anything to do with Amber Rose. The only thing that she's talking about is the fact that she's advocating. Okay, so y'all finally get a woman that goes conservative, understands that women lie, start to advocate for men, and then you get mad at her as a result of it. How you gonna get mad at a woman that is advocating for the thing that's right? You letting your personal feelings get in the way of what's right. You really want Tory to go to jail, don't you, E-Love? You really want him to go to jail, don't you? You don't have to necessarily care for her past, but that don't have anything to do with whether or not she's right and she's advocating for the right thing. I feel you, Molly. I feel you. So she finally, somebody is standing up amidst all of the women that we say, hey, how come y'all don't ever hold men down? How come y'all don't ever advocate for men? She finally picked the issue. I think she picked multiple issues. Amber Rose been on the right side of history over the last year or so. Straight up. I'm just going to be objective. Amber Rose been on the right side of history for over a year or so. You finally got somebody to say, you know what? I stand with Tory. The evidence shows. She didn't say this is how I feel. She said the evidence shows that he's innocent and you feeling some type of way about it. Oh, man, she just won another 15 minutes. Nigga, what you want? What you want, Meg to give you a cookie? Y'all kill me with this Superman stuff.
What do you do with that?
Well, I heard the whole story from Tory's mouth. He called me personally from prison, and I now understand why he said sorry, and it's not for any shooting at all. So I'll let him tell that story when he comes home, but the sorry was not for what people think it was for.
Amber, I got to invite you back on the show because we got screwed up with time. So we'll make it work for you whenever you want.
I
want to talk to you about Diddy and your experience there and what you think about what's happening with him and what people should know. But I don't want to choke you on time. Do you think that they're going to make the case against him or no?
I think it's just the beginning. I think right now they're just they're trying to paint a picture. But I think there's more to come.
All right. Well, I'd love to have you back. Thank you. You know how TV goes. I don't have to tell you.
It's okay. No worries. I would be happy to come back.
All right. We'll do it again. And thank you, Chris, for putting Tory Lanez on the radar with Ana Paulina Luna and.